Oh, boy, fall adventures indeed. A perfect time of year. Well, it's always great to be in Traverse City, let's face it. We are broadcasting with the sun shining brightly off the bay. We're broadcasting from the Traverse City Tourism Office, and you can find everything you need for a trip here at TraverseCity.com. TraverseCity.com is the place to go to get information like the Fall Color Tour Guide and a whole bunch of other information for things that you want to do. One of the places that you'll want to see is, in fact, Chateau Chantal. Kyle Brownlee is here, and Kyle and I were reminiscing, and Tony as well, Tony Butler, our engineer. We remember fondly broadcasting from Chateau Chantal on old Mission Point a bazillion years ago. I don't think it was that many. I'm not sure. I didn't see any dinosaurs or anything, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was definitely a few years ago, but we're happy to have you. Appreciate you always coming up to Traverse City.
Well, we love being here. We loved coming up to an old Mission Peninsula for this wonderful winery, bed and breakfast. The views are incredible. Why don't you maybe take us back, Kyle, and describe the whole place.
Yeah, we are one of the highest points on Old Mission Peninsula. We sit right on the spine of the peninsula, so you have views of both East and West Bay. We're equipped with patios on both sides where you can enjoy a glass of wine, look out over the rolling vineyards and the beautiful water.
Rolling vineyards out of every window. You are surrounded by beautiful rolling vineyards.
Yeah, we're on a 65-acre estate, so the entire building is surrounded by just beautiful vineyards, which we also harvest, and goes directly into the glass of wine that you're probably enjoying.
Well, and harvest is done, obviously, at this point, or is it in the midst of part of it?
We're actually just about to start, so we're just about to start picking, I believe, tomorrow, actually.
Really?
Yep.
That seems late. We were talking, where were we last? We were talking frost warnings. You want to get them all picked before the frost.
So that's one of the things that makes the peninsula so amazing for growing grapes, is because we have a little microclimate out there. So it's about 10 degrees warmer, cool temperatures, and about 10 degree cooler warm temperatures out there than what you'd get just right here in town.
Now I'm just guessing from doing this for a while, Kyle Brownlee from Chateau Chantal, you brought a product that you're particularly proud of. What is that?
So this is actually our Cerise. This is a cherry port, which is cherry wine and cherry brandy blended together. This is delicious year-round. In the summertime, we'll serve this chilled, but as we go into the cooler seasons of fall, this is something that's great to sip just as it is. A little bit higher alcohol, so just a little bit will do you for that. And it just, I always like to warn
that's
people
why I always
with
say,
that.
Any cherry port in a storm will work.
Exactly.
So this is your Chantal Cerise,
yep. And it's just one of the products we've been doing for a long time. It really represents Traverse City, and it's something that we really enjoy in the fall season.
Yeah, well, very good. How has how long have you been at Chantel?
That's a good question. 2009, I believe.
All right, so a while.
Yeah.
So how much has the area changed? How much has Traverse City changed in that period of time for you?
I'd say a lot and not at all. So it still has the same feel as it did when I grew up here. I was born up here, and I still think you get the best of both worlds. There's enough to do in Traverse City to keep you entertained, but you still have that kind of small town feel where you can go anywhere and kind of run into people you know.
So you obviously you didn't feel like a young person who grew up here. I got to get out of here. Like so many young people growing up anywhere do.
Well, I definitely did. I left.
Like I said, you probably left for a while.
Yeah, it's a pretty common, like you said, it's a pretty common refrain when you're younger. You want to leave, go see some other places. But all that did was really kind of strengthen my love for Traverse City. So it brought me back here. And I think it's something that everybody should get to experience. You know, it's not as hidden, but it's definitely a hidden gem in Michigan. And especially during fall, it's one of the best places to be.
One of our senior news analysts, Marie Osborne, is asking about your Chateau Chantel ice wine, because it is world-renowned, and we haven't talked about it yet.
Yeah, so we do an ice wine. We try to do it every year, and it's a little bit more complicated process, leaving the grapes out on the vine. As you mentioned, wanting to harvest most of them before they frost, these grapes actually intentionally get left through the winter. So they're harvested frozen, pressed frozen, and what you get is a very high concentration of sugar, makes for a very small amount of very sweet wine. And a few years back, we did have it featured at a state dinner at the White House. We've been making that same estate ice wine for every year since.
Is that right? How cool is that? Who was president then?
That was when Barack Obama hosted Justin Trudeau, I believe.
I see. All right. Well, that's something to be proud of.
Yeah, yeah. Anytime you even get made on the short list for the White House sommelier,
sure.
That's impressive.
Did they finally pay their bill or not?
You know, that's above my pay grade, so I don't know about that one.
All right. How do people get more information about the beautiful Chateau Chantal?
You can go visit our website, chateauchantal.com. You can look at all the different upcoming events that we have, including our harvest wine dinners. Traverse City Tourism has great information as well on how to do wine tours and things of that nature. But just anything fall-related, you can really come up here and enjoy all the different aspects.
Kyle Brownlee from Chateau Chantal and chateauchantal.com or travercity.com. Either way, you'll get information to come on up and enjoy yourself. And they're just doing the harvesting now, so they've got those special harvest dinners and all of that. Sounds great.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Good to see you again, Kyle. Thank you very much. And when I say good to see you again, it's meaning Chantel. Well, you know what I'm saying. It's good to talk about your place again.
Of course, of course.
We appreciate it as we continue with Rob Morosi standing by, Michigan Department of Transportation. We got some issues out there with the Second Avenue Bridge. We'll talk about it coming up. It's 844 WJR.